Good morning with us, our political observer, and Alan on this Monday. We are now 2 weeks away from a million-dollar on-air fund drive.
Oh, boy.
Well, we're doing our best. I think everybody has to understand that unless we all get going here, we're not going to make this. You know, we have a major challenge of $17,500 of First Niagara Bank and Mr. Big have combined to do this, and it's really quite something. And if we don't make it, well, that'll be terrible. So everybody, get busy. It's our station. We all made it together. Let's keep it together. Put something in. I never told anybody how much, but put something into the lockbox. You go to WAMC.org. You see the big lockbox. You click on it, and boom, you put your money in.
Surprising and perhaps shocking from any verdict of Johar Tsarnaev, who is getting the death penalty for his role in the Boston Marathon bombing, along with his brother Tamerlan. On the wires this morning, Alan, does putting Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev to death make him a martyr for the cause? Some worry it could lead to more attacks.
Well, look, if you put him in jail, he's a martyr. If you execute him, he's a martyr. But he killed people, and he killed people with his brother, and those people aren't coming back. I'm opposed to the death penalty. I don't know what went on between him and his brother. I do think what you do with a guy like this is you put him in a jail cell and you keep him there. And you don't let anybody come later on and say, well, he's a changed guy and all the rest of it. Because if you accept that, then these other people stay dead. So I'm for alternatives to the death penalty, but I am sure not for letting him out at any point in his life.
Meantime, the appeal and subsequent trial will take years, they said.
Yeah, we all know what the drill is going to be. It's going to take a long time. It'll be mandatory appeals. It'll go to the courts. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that in the end, this federal verdict will be sustained, except that what we have is a group of people in Massachusetts, the population, who doesn't like it. They don't like a death penalty. We have people who had children and others in this mess who say, this is not right. Don't do the death penalty. So whatever your feelings are on this, it was a horrible, horrible event. And this guy was a big part of it.
Speaking of a horrible event, Amtrak derailment in Philadelphia, full service restored to the Northeast Corridor today, Alan, as investigators probed the cause of the deadly derailment. We heard about even objects hitting the windshield of the train. And Amtrak President Joseph Boardman says repairs the company made after the crash comply with directives from federal regulators and will make the ride safer.
David, this is a horrible thing. Any of us could have been in that train. Any of us could have been affected by it. Many of us have ridden that train or on that line. Apparently now we're learning that people throw things at trains and do things that could be of great harm. If and when those folks are found, I say that they have to pay the consequences for the deaths of people and for the maiming of people. And we have to figure out how we can avoid jackasses standing by the side of the railroad getting their kicks by throwing things at trains. Awful.
And the continuing gamesmanship in the presidential contest. An interesting article, Alan, in the Times with the headline, "The Right Baits the Left to Turn Against Hillary Clinton." It essentially involves a group called America Rising, which is a group on the right, who takes tweets, for example, from people like Bill McKibben, critical of Hillary, and sends them out to liberals.
Well, sure. We are in the computer age. We are at a point where people are going to figure out more and more sophisticated ways of telling lies or of influencing people. And they're going to do that. And the sharper the receiver of these messages are, the better off that we are in terms of seeing where they're coming from and what the desired effect is. But in the end, we know that what's scaring the right about Hillary is that she's leading in all the polls. And so therefore, you just direct your fire at her. You keep on doing it. You say it over and over as propaganda 101. It's Goebbels. It's what people have been doing for quite a while now. But you get new twists. And now, of course, there's this whole business of the internet.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us just 2 weeks to that fund drive.
Oh, boy. No, I'm really worried, and I hope that everybody will be worried with me and do something, put something into that lockbox.